Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Signs of Qiyamah, we take a look at a narration in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hour will not begin until immorality, foul speech, breaking of family ties, and lack of neighborliness will prevail. So, these qualities or these actions will be an indication that we're getting closer to Qiyamah. Immorality, foul speech, breaking of family ties, and a lack of neighborliness. If you look at immorality, we live perhaps in one of the most promiscuous eras that human beings have ever seen. The less you wear, the more liberated you are deemed to be. People can fornicate in public and they can be lauded. People's wives can cheat on them and then they'll say we have an open marriage. So we know the situation that we live in. You know, as a Muslim, to guard your gaze just by going for a simple trip to the shopping mall, it becomes a challenge. Immorality has prevailed, but we still have haya and modesty. And we need to guard it because the Prophet ﷺ said, that's your moral compass. That is what will keep you in check. إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءُ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. When you lose your modesty, you'll end up doing whatever you please. So that's the first thing. Work on enhancing and preserving your modesty. That's the greatest armor for you against this immorality which prevails. Foul speech has become fashionable. Every movie you watch, there's F's and B's. And nowadays, F's and B's are even cartoons now are vulgar. So foul speech is not necessarily swear words. It's many things beyond that also, in terms of your overall tone and the manner in which you communicate. And it goes contrary to what a Muslim is about. So the tongue is the one portion of the body, piece of flesh, small, that causes the most chaos in this world and will cause the greatest punishment and regret in the year after because it's unregulated. A man asked the Prophet ﷺ, Man najah, how can I attain salvation? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Amlik alayka lisanak, control your tongue. Control your tongue. Watch your words. Watch your words. Breaking of family ties. Look, family ties, when you break it, you deprive yourself of great barakah in your life. And you disobeying a direct and a very emphasized command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and you weaken the family structure. And the strength of the ummah is in the strength of the family structure, because strong families make strong communities, and strong communities make a strong ummah. And the hadith tells us, it's not if they keep with you, you keep with them. It's not reciprocity. You've got to go beyond what others are doing to be able to foster family ties. And especially in the era where, you know, people are living very selfish, very individualistic, very materialistic lifestyles, we need to make an effort to maintain family ties. And the lack of neighborliness, it's tragic. You know, your immediate neighbors, sometimes we don't know who they are. We don't know what's their plight. We don't know if they need anything because we're so absorbed in our own world, physical and digital, that we don't even know about our neighbors. And it's sad, it's tragic. And there's so much of emphasis on the neighbor. مَا زَالَ جِبْرِيلُ يُسِينِ بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam focused so much, he emphasized so much on the rights of neighbors, I thought it won't be far-fetched, he would say that the neighbor would inherit in your estate. It didn't come to that. But that's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I thought it would come to that. That's how much he was emphasizing it. So these are the things we need to focus on. Even if it becomes prevalent as a sign of the hour, we need to protect ourselves from immorality, from foul speech, from breaking of family ties and lack of neighborliness. Signs of Qiyamah. Until next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.